Could the Rav please explain why seeing as the concept of Mashiach and Tchias HaMesim is so fundamental to our faith, it is not spelt out in the Torah, and only really mentioned, though not explained fully, in the Nevi'im? Thank you, David from London, UK. When it comes to the details of Mashiach, the basic idea of Mashiach is mentioned specifically in the Torah. Look in the Rambam, in the end of Hilchos Melachim, he brings down the sources in the Torah that speak specifically about Mashiach. It is elaborated in the Nevi'im. Basically, the details are first of all dependent on how we will merit Mashiach to come. They're all different scenarios, and therefore the details will not be known until it actually happens, because it depends on free choice. And in addition, the details don't bring a person closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what is mentioned in the Torah are only those things that bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not things that are there just for interesting information's sake. As Tchias HaMesim is not mentioned openly in the Torah, only in a hint, there are various reasons given by the Rishonim and Achronim, some of them being that since Tchias HaMesim, Olam Haba, is for the most part hidden in this physical world, therefore it is represented in the Torah in the way that it is, in a hidden way. Others say that since the main purpose of the Torah is to guide our lives in this world so we can be able to earn and create our Olam Haba and Tchias HaMesim, the Torah spends its time speaking about this world and not about the next world, which is the result of what one does in this world. Another idea the Rishonim say is that the Torah only speaks about the unusual things, the unusual rewards that we'll get if we keep the Torah in this world, which are miracles. The fact that we keep the mitzvahs and rain comes is a miracle. There's no cause and effect. On the other hand, the fact that the neshama, if it does mitzvahs, will have eternal life and a closeness to God, that's natural. The Torah doesn't have to spend time speaking about the natural reward, only the supernatural, unusual reward. In addition, since the main reward of mitzvahs is Olam Haba and Tchias HaMesim, the Torah didn't speak about it openly, that one's service to God should not be for the sake of the reward, which is not an ideal thing. There are other ideas that since Olam Haba and Tchias HaMesim are concepts that are beyond our physical understanding, they're not things that are easily understood by the common person, and therefore the Torah doesn't speak about them in order not to confuse people who could not grasp these highly spiritual concepts. It speaks more about things that people can grasp in this world. In addition, the Torah gives us proofs that the Torah is true, various rewards that will come in this world, because that you can see. That to promise us things in the world to come which we can't see and can't verify, the Torah doesn't bother giving us those kinds of proofs to its promises.